The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends.
Oh, you little Tijuana skinnies.
We're back in the house. What? Oh.
Little Tijuana skinnies.
God, I can't wait to talk about this. We're dropping an episode on Lulo Rich. I don't the documentary about Lula.
Worst name of a company in the entire planet, but hideous. I gotta not talk about it because I watched it all day and I am just bursting at the seams.
Okay. Never mind. Let's not even do it. I have
crazy. Maybe I am more of a documentary person. I say Terry, you say tree, you say Terry.
Documentary. Yes, documentary.
Yeah, I think everyone that I grew up with and around where I say documentary, but I've gotten out of the habit of saying that because every time I say it, somebody's like, it's not documentary.
Very, very well done. Moves quick. Like you just blow through it. So we're dropping that episode on Patreon this weekend.
It's interesting too.
Fascinating.
At first, yeah, I didn't realize it was a pyramid scheme, but it makes sense as they describe it. But
I'll say
it's very depressing.
Scheme. Yeah.
Do these people go to jail?
No, they're still operating.
I see her hair go dark. Stupid bitch.
All right, save your thoughts. Save your thoughts. All we're right, getting ahead sorry. Of ourselves. All right, we're talking Bravo.
So I can't watch things before. It's just so hard to not talk about it. Florabama Shore starts tonight. We're going to do that on Patreon too. So
great.
If you need more of us, you know where to find us.
Yes, you do. Okay. I had an epiphany that I think is like a really problematic symptom of this season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like you said, I honestly think I've been thinking about this ever since you said it. I do think this season of Beverly Hills is going to sink the Housewives franchise overall because it's not something that can be sustained, right? Like other than amazingly what's happening in Salt Lake City, it's not going to continue unless that's how they cast.
That's not going to be the same because Jen's not. Oh, well, she is filming afterwards. Okay. I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch over there, but yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I
could go to sleep watching Potomac.
That's what I'm saying. When I watched Potomac this week,
so
I was like, I took maybe three lines of notes because I was just like, nothing's happening here, and it doesn't matter, and it's just in such stark difference. And so I think every other house, like, do we want to continue to watch women shop and
no,
like have meals when we can watch like what we've seen this season with Beverly Hills? I think it's going to be a hard hill for them to climb.
And Andy is such a, okay. If Andy says that he's asked all these questions on radio, Andy on his show, he's like, I asked her every single question that we'd all like to know. If Erica is guilty, is she this dumb to really be answering questions on national television about something she could go to? She's never going to go to prison is really what it's coming down to, I guess. But
yeah.
How can he really be asking questions and how can she really be answering them if this is really what the hell's going on in her life?
It's just, it's
How's
wild
it
because even like the story she tells in this episode about the burglar and the snow and the bullshit. It's like, either you're this dumb that you're making this shit up or like Dorit said, it's true. I don't know.
Or this I feel like they're just super desperate and this is all that they had and he's too old to even care anymore.
Okay. Like
and beat down and
right.
So because she's definitely in contact with him like everybody says.
Yeah.
If he was a good coming from a high level lawyer, not even Teresa Giudice would be talking like this. I mean, she would not be going to prison 100% if she didn't speak up. She's really digging herself a grave. saying that he's got glaucoma. He don't got glaucoma. Maybe he does, but
when I tell you, I like one of the most authentic moments I think I've seen in Housewives in a long time is them laughing at that dinner table with with PK and Mo and
all that.
And he's like, head trauma.
Years.
Let's get the ankle taken care of. And the way they were laughing, like, it was just so pure. And like, you don't see that on the show ever, really.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I mean, you just genuinely, you don't see moments like that. And it was great.
You
I
don't.
Loved it.
We haven't seen it probably in 100 million. I mean, since the beginning, maybe with Real Housewives of New York with Bethany or something like that.
Right.
It's being so truly honest.
Yeah. And like when PK is like, what are the odds? Tom and his stepson, statistically, it's nearly impossible for them to be in the same type of crash. I loved listening. PK has elevated himself these last 2 weeks to be just like, he's so rational. I'm like, the fuck is everybody talking about? This is bizarre. Love it.
Yeah. And saying, what is he? He's not a soccer player, a football player.
That was hilarious.
He's like, a lawyer. So
he's
why
a
would
79 year old attorney.
The ankle, not the brain. Makes complete sense.
Fucking ankle. Oh, it's hilarious.
When you rationalize it like that, the way that these men are just thinking about it, it's so true.
Well, yeah.
These women are just playing.
They don't have any stake in
much.
The game. Right. Exactly. Yeah. They're like sitting there like, you fucking morons. The writing is on the wall. Right.
Kyle is the leader of the pack. What is she scared of really speaking her truth up for? Erica's not going to, she doesn't make or break the cast.
Right. If anything, Kyle, as you said, is the ringleader on the low. So I don't know. It is. She's trying not to say anything at that meal. Like she was really trying.
And it was great. I was proud of Maurice too. He was actually Maurice going along with it.
To
and
be honest,
facial expressions are so
I was
great.
Trying to remember his name and I couldn't. It was just Mo in my head now. It's like his name has left the building.
He's like Mo's beer from, he almost looks like him from The Simpsons. Kyle bugs me though. Whatever. She's so annoying.
As annoying as Kyle is, I find like Mo's stoned interjections into this conversation. It's hilarious.
I like their relationship. He's the only thing that saves her.
Yeah. 100%.
If she was married to like a douchebag type guy, it would really be so different for me and her.
It was interesting to see.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't know. It was interesting to see the dynamic of Dorit and PK, like when he sat down to that meal and he's like, no tartar sauce. And she's like, oh, I'll make you a quick tartar. And like the way she got up tartar to like cater to him was fascinating to me. I would be like, if I'm at somebody else's house, I'm not asking for a condiment really.
Yeah.
Like what they present to me is what I'm eating. If it's like a dinner party,
like as Long John Silver's.
Right. Like, hey, where's the ketchup?
Some people, they love mayo. I'm not a mayo person. Are you?
I hate mayonnaise.
Oh, I could
it
just
ruins
die.
Mayonnaise and sour cream ruin most things for me if there's too much of either. I can take a very, very light mayonnaise,
but
I prefer
sour cream,
none.
But no mayo. And I'm kind of turning on sour cream. And the more I realize there's a shit ton of mayo in my Cane's dipping sauce. And it's gross when you learn about how much mayo is in dips, you know, and I never realized it.
I got to get over to Cane's. I'm going to go there soon.
Oh, yeah, you better go through the drive through, eat it in your car, burn the gullet. Well, when Kathy said that she has a close friend who only serves salmon, everyone's saying that it's Kyle and that she only has the same people all the time.
It looked like the same salmon that she made before. That's funny.
No, if the salmon is pink, then that means it's farm raised, right? If the salmon is more of a white salmon,
correct,
that means that it's in the wild. And you want the she was pretty pink. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If we got money, we shouldn't be eating farm raised fish here, honey.
Right. God, fish and farms.
Okay, so Bethany is the ultimate one-upper. Even though she's not in the franchises, even though she's not around, she claims that Dennis told her that Tom was owed him $500,000 or something like this, and that he was broke and this, that, and the other before he died. So
this.
Bethany
throws her hat to the ring,
saying that stuff. Isn't she funny?
Oh,
I would love to
great.
Rewatch the episode with her and Erica. Because she treated Erica like garbage. Remember that?
God, I barely remember. When was that?
That was a few seasons ago, maybe the first or second. And Erica bowed down to her, too.
Wow. I would love to rewatch
that. You see the flashbacks of her. Someone made a good point. She really attacked Teddy. She attacked Eileen. And she went for another weakling. But she doesn't go for the big fish.
No, she doesn't. She defers. What did you think of the dress party?
Oh, I actually think the dresses are very pretty. And I think it's a very smart business to go into, because weddings, these stupid people are always going to be buying wedding dresses.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's smart. I actually like seeing this side of Dorit more than I like. I when I see her actually do stuff other than her standing at the mic like she's at a 500 person event, I enjoy Dorit overall.
In the dropping, this is like the second or third time, maybe second, where she has a window thing and it's a reveal. It's like, okay, yes. Well, you know, it's so funny. I mean, I do fall for it, but
you're not Donatella Versace. Like,
I guess they had the thing up for Boy George in their house too. They're like, what's over the thing? It's Boy George. Oh my God. But it's interesting though. How do you spend a shit ton of money making bikinis though? Then next season you're on $35,000 wedding gowns.
I know. Dorian was like, nuts. What's Beverly Beach? I was like, oh, is there swim lane before her active line? I mean, it's all a little ridiculous, but you know, I guess she's doing it. Who knows?
I know.
I just, even like watching all of them approach, I just don't even want to watch Rinna walk into a room.
No.
You know what I mean?
Can't stand
like,
her.
I can't deal with it. The way she hobbled up those stairs, making a scene. It's like, don't put on an outfit you can't walk in. I really am starting to not stand the spa.
I know, with the hat and the homeless. Nobody cares about freaking Harry Hamlin. She's like, it'll be a surprise. Nobody gives a shit about Harry Hamlin.
And then having him arrive late, like he's like Obama or something. It's like, nobody cares.
And I love how everyone talks to Erica like she's sick.
Yes.
Like, how are you, Erica?
You're holding on there.
Yeah.
Again, I would have so much more sympathy for her if she'd taken an entirely different approach. It's the approach to me that's tone deaf. It's the fact that every time somebody asks her, she should say, I'm doing all right, but I feel fucking terrible for what happened to those people. That should be what you say every time. It's like, she didn't even hire a crisis manager, you know?
Yeah. She's cocky as a motherfucker.
Guilty or not, she looks like a dick. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just not a good look, I think, is the problem.
And PK made a good point that she's still being controlled. She was in a controlling marriage and she still is. It's 100% spot on.
Right.
It really is. Her storyline, the way that she comes into another spa thing and she's still spilling her guts. It'd be one thing if she was always a rambling mess. She never said a word about anything. And now she's telling every detail. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And like,
unless she's trying to cover.
Right. When she sat down with Kyle at the facials thing, I was like, Tom got broken into and just the way she was spitting that out. I was like, what is this? Yeah. And you didn't need to say any of that. You have now said you weren't communicating with Tom. It's clear you are. You know what I mean? It's just like her inconsistencies are like,
if a police officer's car in the police officer car or not, rolled and it ended up being Erica Jane's son in Pasadena in the snow, don't you think the news would have picked that up?
Well, she said like he was driving from elsewhere, so like I don't think it was in Pasadena.
She said up north a little bit past
Pasadena. But what does that mean? Like in
Big Bear? Still get picked up. And when was Tom's house burglarized and he attacked the intruder like he's Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone? I mean,
but at the same time, he's losing his mind and doesn't know where he is.
He's got glaucoma, but he's fighting intruders at 79. When we've seen that he can't even get up and walk, even seasons ago. Something must have happened in between Lake Tahoe where she's saying he's a workhorse and she lets him be her behind the scenes within those 5 days. Something major, catastrophic happened.
I think you're right.
Because she would have already been starting the whole train unless she had to wait. But why would she? she's not dumb enough to, she knows that she's going to be on film saying these things and then she's divorcing him. That's my one thing that doesn't connect.
Listen, all of your wanderings of your brain is why this shit is so fascinating. You know what I mean? Because nobody can figure it out. It doesn't track. It doesn't make sense. There's so many inconsistencies, but it's not clear that she's guilty. But it's not clear that she's innocent. It's just a fucking mystery. And it's fantastic. I don't know what the answer is.
It's so fascinating that she'll always say a condition. Like now he's got brain issues or whatever, dementia, then glaucoma. Like
right.
She's saying some very big words of things that.
It's wild.
Went from a workhorse to a workhorse with glaucoma. I mean, it's that's a big difference. I don't know.
Oh, God, it's great.
And you can just tell that Kyle doesn't buy it. She did say in the confessional, but just with the way that she's telling the story to Dorit. And Kyle didn't tell Mo the story of him falling.
I thought the same.
Come on, that's such bullshit.
Right. And then like acted like he wouldn't have known the other story too. It's like, come on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That one story. Right. Yeah. Right. Like he's never heard that.
Right.
I mean, like, come on. Think of Crystal. I think Crystal saying that what's her face was that Garcelle has not many friends. I think that Garcelle is just a very tight knit person. Crystal has 100 friends. It seems like with all the parties she's throwing. Right.
I just feel like she doesn't know Garcelle like that to say shit. I don't like you're making all these assumptions. Like you don't know anything about about Garcelle intentionally.
Crystal has the potential to be an excellent housewife, but she's got to play the game a little more.
For some reason, I went from liking her to not.
She's not likable. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
I want to, but
right.
Yeah. She's got the money. She's got a $500,000 basement. She went from $1 million to $500,000. What's the cut there? I mean, that's a pretty big drop off. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. A couple more things all over the place. When they said, who says no to a surgery? Like, they just make such sense. Men sometimes just point blank or people out of the situation.
Men and women, they're like the way they're approaching that situation is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes men are just like, oh, the fuck? Like, what are you talking about?
Dorit, though, with the I speak 4 languages and it doesn't make sense in any of them is so obnoxious. And that if she sticks around next year, that'll be her stupid tagline.
You're probably right. Oh, God.
Why are they attacking Garcelle trying to make a storyline that she isn't honest when she is being honest and that's what she's getting yelled at for?
Stupid.
They're saying she's passive aggressive. I don't take it as that.
No, not at all. I don't either. The whole ending part was like, what are we doing here? If a grown ass woman tells you how she feels, that's how she feels. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like everybody's entitled to their own opinion. It's like, you don't know how she feels. What the fuck are you talking about? It's annoying.
Yeah.
All right.
I love Garcelle.
I do too. I loved her in that yellow outfit. I think the same. Oh, what about your girl Wendy? I meant to text you.
Oh, I guess Wendy is in a
psychiatric
might have gone to the
hold.
Well, from that picture I sent you where
she lost
30, 40 pounds, it looks like.
Not
that much weight, but
again.
And she had a binder clip in her hair.
She looked
the hospital socks on.
To be honest, I don't think I've watched anything more depressing than that Wendy thing we watched like in the last year and a half. Like that was so depressing.
It's weird how we just were talking about it. And now
I know.
I don't think she'll be back on TV.
I don't think she will either. I think she just needs to get well away.
I wonder how much money she's got.
It's got out unless he fucked her, which he could have.
Do you think heartbreak has done this to her?
Heartbreak
she on
and maybe
drugs?
Addiction. I think it's a little combo.
Oh, poor son.
I know. Kevin Jr. stuck with that name.
Poor Kevin Jr. KJ.
All right, let's talk Salt Lake City. I'm excited about this, I think.
Yes. I don't think Erica's... I mean, I don't think Jen Shaw's husband is like Erica, though. I wonder.
I'm fascinated to know if he distances himself from her or not.
I don't think he has.
See, that's wild. So like
from the posting, she's like, he's sticking by me.
I paid peripheral attention to this because it became too like it was almost too many places. But I remember hearing a voicemail of like her doing the scheme. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So yes. I just, oh no, she's in trouble. She's number one ringleader of so like a freaking federal thing. Yeah.
And then you sent me that clip of Heather talking on.
Yeah. So I'm glad you bring that up.
Watch What Happens
right.
Live, where she's like, she's my friend. What she did maybe was shady, but she's my friend. It's like, no, you have a choice if someone is doing something illegal and harmful to be like, you are no longer my friend. I don't get it.
And after this season, after this opening thing where she's saying that she's retweeting or sharing things saying that Heather is racist and all this crap, and you're still
like, what?
When she said that I drink her friendship like juice and I'm drunk, I gotta say I love Mary more and more episodes.
I do. I gotta say, Mary is, I think, great. A real character that cannot be produced really, because she's gonna fight you and just like still be wacky. So I think love she's her. Actually good. Yeah.
Yeah, she was great. And she was actually somewhat normal sitting at that lunch. She's like crazy, but she was seems like she's kind of, I don't know. I really enjoyed her. She made some good comments.
Yeah, she was cracking me up. Yeah, totally.
Jen Shaw, though, her husband seems so nice and normal. Maybe he's just holding on until she's in jail.
What? In the-
There's got to be more jail, to go on behind the scenes, you know?
Yeah, I don't just the so the call
is turning on her
at the front part of the episode. The call was that her husband? So he's telling her, get out of there. The cops are coming.
Or you better come home. The feds are at the house. Looking for you.
It was like a warning call, like get out of there. They're coming to look for you, because
no, that's a real ride or die. Right.
Right.
There.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I was like, damn. All right. He's coming through.
My question is, like, maybe she, so where did she put all her money? And maybe, okay, he makes good money. Why don't they own a home? Number one is my question. I know everybody doesn't own a home, but they make enough money to own one, right?
Absolutely. I thought the same.
He has a great, he seems so normal and nice. I don't know, like, maybe he just thought she had money and he just never paid attention. And because she's going to jail, like, it's not like it was recorded on their taxes and things. So he really could have been in the dark, I guess, about it. But if Heather wasn't completely in the dark, I don't know, but maybe they weren't ever talking about it and he just didn't care to ask.
I don't know. I mean, you can have separate lives, but at a certain extent, like, because Heather said this in the quote, like, I knew she was making a lot of money in something, you know. It's just like, if you're
unsavory,
if you're just raking in cash, like in an insane way, isn't that something where your partner would be like, hey, what the fuck's going on?
You'd wonder.
Like,
yeah, tell her, like, hey, where'd that brand new Tesla come from?
Right.
Seriously. Got it waitressing.
But I thought the leasing was a very sketchy sign to me. It seems like everybody moved, but most people bought new homes. Like, I think Meredith bought her home.
And he's got a good job.
It's odd.
I just feel bad that that family party is depressing, and she's coming off so calm and she's so pretty. Just can't imagine her running this scheme, but she did. I mean, she's going to go down for it big time.
See, that felt like a nice edit to me. Like, they were trying to they're trying to set it up like this was so out of line with who we think she is.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that they gave her an extended like family scene was just a little interesting to me.
Yeah, you're right.
But like a bit of an edit.
What did you think about the first 2 minutes, though? Did it thrill you?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, just to watch her run out like that. And like, I love seeing the wall being broken, like, turn off my mic. Like, but see, also, does a non-guilty person go, holy fucking shit, I just got the craziest call. I have to go. I have no idea what's going on. She got up like a guilty person. Like, oh, the chips they've come in. I got to go, you know? So I think it really made her seem guilty.
I wonder how long they've been watching her for. And would she have gotten caught if she wasn't on Housewives?
Right. That's a great question.
Oh, man. And the Stewart, the partner, is turning on her, I guess. So...
He's
a little rat. And you don't send the people from Real Housewives of Chicago or whatever those women. I always remember, I'm no rat. being a rat was like the worst thing on the possible planet to be.
You never want to be a rat. Listen, to this day, we judge Malia because she was a rat.
Seriously. I still do.
What do you think of Meredith's? I thought her daughter was very fashionable. I feel like we didn't see a lot of her. She was very chic. Do you like Meredith? How do you feel about Meredith?
I actually liked her in this episode.
I did as well.
And I don't like people talking about kids, especially their sexuality. And
not at all.
You know, I enjoy her crazy fashion too, but
it's
just her voice bugs me. Like she's talking slow, like she's drugged up, but she's not. The daughter talked a little drugged up too, though. So yeah, just might be genetics, like, I guess.
I guess. Like when she's like, she traumatized, terrorized my family for 2 years. Like just the way she talks, I feel like she needs an accent and needs to be in the 1700s or something.
Yeah, she would be great. Right. She'd be wearing a corset. She makes good points saying that she only Heather and what's her face? The other Lisa Barlow, theirs is a fight about college. This girl is talking shit about her kid.
Oh, totally. It's completely different. It is weird to deny you know someone, though.
That is nuts. Well, I'm not surprised. Lisa Barlow, I enjoy her as a housewife, but she doesn't seem that nice.
No, she doesn't seem nice at all. I think this, I'm interested to see how this season goes. You don't have as much
bored,
pull
though.
In one direction or another as Beverly Hills because you just haven't known the women as long, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's just a different, it's still hazy in terms of who these people are, so the season may be very interesting to watch and see how they play out.
I could do without Blondie
sucking
off her the older kids, you know, things.
Like wasted with the cake and tits out. Yeah, I don't need any of that.
Yeah, I mean, I know I am bad about that, but the bikini, but it's just a weird situation that you're just a few years older. You went to high school with your sons, with your boyfriend, your husband's son.
I also don't care. Like,
they definitely would screw her.
Yeah. Like, and I just don't care about the skin product or any of that. Like, I don't skincare. All of a sudden she now has a dream or she has a business. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And, oh, I had bad skin. My life is over. Oh my God.
Yeah. No one needs that. What else on Salt Lake City?
I love Heather coming in, though. I love how they're in Salt Lake City and they're living the life, the skiing. Skiing's part of everything.
Love it. She skied over, right?
Yeah.
She arrived from
like
skiing.
Panting right off the ski lift.
Great.
Beautiful house Meredith has. That husband does something.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's going to be a good season, I think. What did you think of the new housewife, Jenny? Jenny?
I thought she was cute. I loved her kids when they're like, I get A's. That's why I'm Asian,
not Bijan. I loved that, too. I thought
that was
cute.
Great. That was cute.
I like that they've been friends for a long time, too. I always appreciate if they actually know each other.
It felt like it.
Yeah. I think
she was pretty.
It is a weird, it's a volatile season to add somebody new into the mix when the shit's going down. So I think that'll
need
be
it.
Fun.
No, right. But
they didn't, but Bravo
maybe they
increased.
Didn't know.
Well, you know what, Bravo, across the board, they've added one diverse member to each cast, acting like they did something. This is their member.
How about the girl Jenny saying that she didn't like her husband's face, just his neck down, but she still married him? That's pretty brutal.
I thought it was really handsome. I didn't think he's that bad. It's like, Jesus.
God.
A brutal thing to say.
I mean, that's really crazy. The place that they ate lunch looked pretty cool. The greenhouse little, whatever they called it.
COVID has done some weird shit with dining where, like, all of a sudden you're in a bubble where it's like 10 people are just spitting
all
over each other.
You know,
it's like, what is this?
Heather is great. Like, her saying, oh, I gotta order because these bitches, I'll be sharing a side salad with Mary. Like, I love those lines, but then you can't be saying shit like that on Watch What Happens Live about how you're, don't be so freaking pussy whipped by Jen Shaw.
Right. No. Like, I don't understand. What does she have over her? You know, I don't understand that dynamic at all. Is she buying her stuff? I don't, what is it? Is some of the money in the beauty bar business? Just kidding.
Yeah. It's just weird.
It is odd.
I don't know.
I'm excited, though. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I hope so. It's kind of boring to me, but hopefully it will liven up. The first few minutes are great, but...
we'll see.
There needs to be more scenes with them all together.
Yeah, the group... The issue is, like, there are little pockets. They do need to be forced into. That's when Mary's great, you know? They need the group, I think. That's a good point. All right. What else do we have? Potomac, you have any thoughts there? Oh, God.
I can't even remember. I like Ashley and this baby. They're cute, I guess. She seems a lot calmer.
Ashley and the baby. I did like, you know, when Karen was like, oh, is breastfeeding in public? Is that what we're doing now? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. She's like, okay.
I love Karen's reaction. I wanted to be called Diamond, or not Gima or Gigi. I kind of like Diamond telling us that peanuts come in a shell like nobody's been to a baseball game or something. Candace's hair looks like Toni Braxton to me.
Oh, yeah, it does. I did not love that look on her. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
You know why? It reminds you of that wig that you have that you love.
She does. She looks like a whole different person, though, like from a different decade. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. She looks like she belongs in like a 1950s movie or something.
Or a Janet Jackson like 80s video or something dancing in the background.
I don't buy Karen and Giselle hate each other, like, straight up. Like, I really feel that they deeply dislike each other to the point where, like, they are forcing it for the show, and I don't need to see them fake makeup.
I don't even know what they're talking about. What are they fighting over? I've lost caring and even knowing what they're fighting about.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're always arguing because they just dislike each other. You know, it's always going to be a cycle of each of them insulting each other in some horrific way. like
what are they even arguing over?
I don't know what they're fighting about currently. I couldn't tell you.
I guess it's legitimately about, she said that he's going to die. And, you know, I guess if anything, Giselle, she was crazy talking about her finances, but I don't know. I'm bored with the season, to be honest. And Wendy talking about, you know, the whole situation with police and that. I mean, it's good to talk about. The poor kids have to deal with that.
Oh, those poor, sweet little kids. I know. I have issues with Wendy, but I do think they seem to be excellent
raising
parents.
Good kids.
Really good kids. Like, just very, I don't know, emotionally intelligent, critical thinking, what you would want an adult to be. They are at like 7. So you got to give them props for sure. You know,
they're so cute too. And they're a beautiful family. We'll see. I don't like watching Candace and Drunky at 4 p.m. talk.
Honestly, it's a bad season. It is not holding my interest at all. Similarly, sorry to do this, but I feel the same about Below Deck Med. Like,
oh God, I could just
watch
it
this
off.
Week. And I was like, when they were all fighting and drunk, I was like, who are these people? I still don't know two people's names. And I've watched
Katie
the entire
should
season.
Be fired. She can't be a boss.
No,
she sucks.
You know what? Matt, the chef, was right. The only thing he said that was right was when he's like, you should have fired Lexi and kept Delaney. It's like, exactly.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Like, she's not good. I think you're right. She's not supposed to be a boss.
Lexi called him the R word, which is disgusting.
Disgusting.
Said he should be aborted.
Yeah.
She should be kicked off. That's hate speech. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. I am sorry. But telling someone they should have been aborted is probably one of the worst things you can say to somebody. Like, that is
Who
a dirty fucking thing to say
Who
to someone.
Who thinks that? It's like, sick.
Really sick. That was
She's
not a good
dark.
Look.
And, you know, I gave her a pass at the beginning because her dad just died. But she's a dark, sick wackadoo.
Yeah, she's not
sleeping in the van. Was she shit faced? I mean,
I think she was wasted. They were all wasted. She just also doesn't, she doesn't do a good job. She's not like, she doesn't seem nice to anyone. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like just like she's beefing just with him. Like, she's just kind of a meanie. She's
a bad person. Meanie.
Like, with a hate list. You know, a meanie. But seriously.
She is. She's cruel.
Yeah, totally.
How dare you say, call someone that? I mean, that is just sickening to me.
Disgusting. We just watched Cruel Intentions for Patreon. We were talking about the stuff they were saying in 1999, like how horrifying it was. Like, we're talking, this is 20 years from there. You can't say anything like that. It's just completely unacceptable.
Makes me sick.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, how dare you?
They're really dragging out this season too. It's like, we didn't need an entire day of them wandering around. It didn't even look that fun.
I don't even know why I like Below Deck anymore. I feel like the season has made me feel like I never have liked any of it, but I know that it can be compelling.
I know.
But if this was the only season,
yeah,
I'd be like, this is a bad idea.
You know? It would be just like if you watched Below Deck Sailing, like standalone. You'd be like, oh my God, what a terrible idea.
I don't know if we're the only ones who think this, but it's like, we can't have outgrown it, right?
Oh, outgrown it mentally? Advanced to another level or degraded down the other way. It's not good at all. I meant to watch Million Dollar List and I couldn't find it. What night is it on?
Oh, it's on Thursday nights.
Oh, watch Thursday it. Okay, we'll I'll watch week. It tonight. All right,
another great episode. Yeah,
right, I'm into it. Isn't today Thursday?
Yeah,
but you watched it already.
Well, I watched it last week.
Oh,
last okay. week. It's been there's two episodes.
Okay, all right. Like, what day is it? All right, guys, guess what, we'll be back before you know it. We love you.